This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Remote communication. What most managers get wrong. What happened? Remote work exploded in adoption, and most companies responded by throwing more tools at the problem. Slack, Zoom, Teams, email, and project management platforms piled up, but the communication gaps got wider, not narrower. The core issue is not the technology. It is that organizations never taught their people how to communicate when the hallway conversation disappeared. The communication angle. Here is the comparison that matters: a manager who schedules a weekly all-hands video call versus a manager who builds a deliberate communication rhythm with clear ownership and intent. Both think they are solving the same problem. Only one actually is. The first manager treats communication as a calendar event. Show up, talk, leave. No agenda. No decisions logged. No explicit owner for follow-ups. The team feels busy, but not connected. Information falls through the cracks because nobody was assigned to catch it. This is the most common failure mode in remote teams, and it has nothing to do with which platform you're using. The second manager treats every communication moment as a decision about medium, timing, and audience. Quick status update. A synchronous message with a deadline for response. Conflict between two team members. Video call, not text. Company-wide change. Written announcement first, then a live queue and a session so people can react in real time. This is not overthinking it. This is basic graft. The gap between these two approaches comes down to one word: intentionality. Remote communication punishes vagueness in a way that in-person communication does not. When you are in the same room, your tone, your posture, and your presence fill in the gaps. Over a screen or a typed message, those gaps stay empty. And people fill empty gaps with their worst assumptions. The practical fix is simple, but almost nobody does it consistently. Before you send any message or schedule any meeting, ask yourself one question: what is the one thing I need the other person to walk away knowing or doing? If you cannot answer that in one sentence, you are not ready to communicate yet. Get clear on the outcome first, then choose your medium, then write or speak. That order matters enormously. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on medium selection gives you a framework for choosing the right communication channel before you ever open your mouth or start typing. Most people pick the medium out of habit. Email because it is easy. Zoom because it feels official. That reflex is costing remote teams hours every week and trust every month. The takeaway. Before your next team message or meeting, write this at the top of a blank document. After this, I need my team to blank. Fill in that blank with one specific action or decision. Then build everything you say around delivering that single outcome. Cut anything that does not serve it. Your team's clarity is a direct reflection of yours. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.